Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Amy. May I have your name, please?
That's a nice name. That's our neighbor's name, and she's a very, very nice person. And I'm sure you are. I'll make you laugh if I have to. So, Amy, my name's Dan Bartel.
Okay, thank you very much. Is that spelled Bartel?
Two L's this time.
Two L's. Okay, thank you. Would you please verify the address on the account?
Sure. 16340 Lower Harbor Road, Suite 1, Number 4, Brookings, Oregon, 97415.
Okay, thank you. Looks like we have a canceled account with your Omax 3 Ultra Pure. How may I help you today?
What this? Well, can you tell me what was my last order that I made?
So the
Okay.
last order,
I've been with you
let's
guys
have
since
a look.
2007. I found my old paperwork. Man, I've been with your company buying stuff for 2017. It's been a while.
Right, so the last order took place on April 27, 2018. So let's have a look and see what that was.
Now, there was another one sent after that in January. I think it was January, February.
Oh, you've got another account. So let me kind of go back and look at this one too.
Dan Bartel, Danny Bartel. I don't know. I've done it to other companies too. I finally get down.
Okay, yeah, I do see a December 23rd, 2020 order for the Omax
Anyway, what I'm calling about is I'd like to continue doing business with you, your company, because I like the product. I have some problems where I'm having room
I'm sorry, I can't. We have a bad connection. I can't hear you at all.
Hi, this is, wait, don't leave. I'm gonna take it off
Hi.
speaker and not leave.
Okay. Just hold it to your face. Hold it right
Well, okay, right there. So anyway, what is that better, Amy?
Oh, much, much. Thank you.
Okay, that's that speaker. And so having another procedure done, and so I can't take any capsules. I'm just on liquids and other food that I have to chase down with hot water. But this next time should last more than 3 to 4 months, I said. But anyway, that's the problem. The reason I canceled any automatic shipments, and they sent me this one, which I'm already got 2.5 shipments ahead of me already in my home. And so when I called them, I said, "You sent this to me and I didn't order it. I'd like to have it taken off my account." And he said, "I'll give you a reference number." And I wrote it down and I can't find it. But so I did contact my bank in dispute, and just saying I need to have some help here, and so I wouldn't get my refund back, Amy. So that was how it all started. So the bank right now needs more information for it to continue on, but I really don't want to drag this thing out. I was wondering if by any chance they can take off that order. I can send back the extra, though I like the product, and I like to continue ordering because I don't stay with the company for 3 or 4 years if it's not working. And your products, if the capsules were much, much smaller, it'd be a good deal. So hopefully in 2 weeks when I have my throat done, I'll be able to start catching up to my back orders I have here. But I'd appreciate that order that I did not order, if they would take off that one order and give me credit for that. It'd be a big plus for me and my conscience.
Okay, let's see here. So you filed a dispute with your bank or card company?
Yes. And
Okay.
I don't want to go that route. You're a good company.
Okay.
I mean, I've never had a
So,
problem. People, you go ahead, Amy.
okay. No, sir, I understand. So I do apologize, but there is a requirement to have the bank call in regarding the dispute being dropped in order for us to issue refunds.
Yeah, to interrupt you, but you know, Amy, I tried that, and I have actually four banks I work with. I'm not rich, but I have a. That's how it is with my retirement. But the point is, it's the principle of it all. And I asked the bank to call. They said we do not call. I said, well.
They said they sent the
information. But they won't fax it. They sent it via something like that, Amy. So I don't know what to say at this point. They're not being, they're a good bank, but I'm not happy with their procedures on what they're trying to do. And it's not a big, dollar sign. It's about just me. I'm still working in law enforcement, and it's primary, secondary is me. That it's a principle of doing the right thing, and this is where I'm kind of stuck with this, and try to resolve this. It's going to be kind of a sore spot with me, and it's, when I'm going to spend a lot more money than that 116 that's on there, it just, to me as a businessman, if I was, I would say, hey, let's drop that because I'm going to be ordering a lot more stuff down the road. It just happened to be one of those things that happened. It's happened before with another company, and it took a while, but they did reimburse the card, and then I put that back on the card after about a month and a half. I used that same amount of money back into their to order the product, although I had that product. So it was just, again, things do happen. You're not the only company that has, we have those, the science of technology that we have is great, but sometimes things get a little mixed up, and we have to have a person, people in there to resolve these things. So I appreciate you, Amy, if you could do anything about it. Other than, the bank just, at this point, it's my loss. I said, no, it's not my loss. It's just the loss of a customer which has been with the company for many years that's still like, I don't know what.
Right. They're not accepting returns due to the pandemic. And now, unfortunately, because there was a dispute filed, the policy at this point we have no problem refunding the account at all. Mm-hmm. But if there has been a formal dispute filed, which there has been in this case, we do require that the financial institution call to verify that the dispute has been dropped. Mm-hmm. And if at that point the dispute has been dropped and the bank will verify that, then of course we will definitely be glad to refund that charge. No problem.
Okay. That's what my understanding was. And so I'm not, it's not, to my, I guess it's the, trying to find the right word here. Dispute is with my bank for not doing the protocol the right thing. So I'm going to get back on my bank and see my wife just wants to say one thing. Thank you, Amy, for your help.
Sorry. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I couldn't hear anything that you were discussing, and I was trying to help him. Because we had to take it off speaker. So how does this stand at this point then?
Yes, Anne, because there was a formal dispute filed with the financial institution. No refund can be applied to the account until the financial institution does call to verify, that they will drop that dispute. Of course, at that point, we can, we'll be glad to return the charge. Not a problem.
Yeah, we did. It is dropped. It didn't go anywhere. So.
They have to call us. I'm sorry.
Well, they said they did do that. Okay. Well, so the 115 is charged to him. He didn't order it. He stuck with it. He filed a dispute. The bank is saying that they on it. I can barely hear you. Hi. There's some noise going on extraneously. I don't know what that is.
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It sounded like you were in a wind tunnel. So as it is then, I guess he has to contact his bank again. That had been dropped, and I guess we'll call them again. It's a back and forth. It's a small amount for a lot of hassle for something he didn't order and shouldn't be stuck with. But so now he has another account. Are both those accounts closed then?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. They're both closed. Okay, at this time. So we'll proceed with the bank and then see what that is, because he's dropped. They said it was closed because he didn't supply them all the information, so it didn't ever go anywhere. So I don't know.
So at this point, all they have to do is to contact us to, you know, to verify that. That's it. It's just, you know, it won't take long at all. And then, of course, we'll be glad to return the charge. It's, at this point, this policy is that does require call-in from the financial institution.
But at this point, he has both those closed because he doesn't want to get any auto ship. And so both of those, he's not going to be getting charged for anything else.
No, ma'am.
Okay, because he's closed those. And he can reopen them. But we'll resolve this with the bank then and get back to you guys. Do we need a reference number?
Oh, no, ma'am. Not at all.
I mean, is there, but you had one, right, Danny? He didn't write that down. So can you supply any other, all we have is your 800 number. Is there anything else we need to report to the bank to get this resolved? Is there a reference number?
No, ma'am. The only information we would need to pull that account back up is his name and address. And that's
okay. There's no reference number, Danny, then. Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Amy, and we'll approach the bank again then.
All right. No problem. Thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.